What I do now as a lawyer is I help to run a program called Su Clínica Legal. Su Clínica Legal is a legal services program for low-income tenants in Chelsea, Massachusetts. Chelsea's a tough little town right across the Tobin Bridge from Boston. It is the poorest town in Massachusetts, and it's about 40% Latino now, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Salvadoran, Guatemalan, and requires a lot of Spanish-speaking legal services in the housing area. One night, I couldn't sleep. I was thinking about the clients, people who had passed through my office, had passed through that courthouse. And I wrote the following poem, which is the controversial title poem of the book that Norton's going to publish next year. It's called City of Coughing and Dead Radiators, Chelsea, Massachusetts. I cannot evict them from my insomniac nights, tenants in the city of coughing and dead radiators. They bang the radiators like cold, hollow marimbas. They cry out to unseen creatures skittering across their feet in darkness. They fold hands over plates to protect food from ceilings black with roaches. And they answer the call of the list. All evictions in court, brays the clerk. Quiet and dutiful as spectral troops returning, they file into the courtroom, crowding the gallery. The patient one from El Salvador, shoemaker's union refugee, slapping his neck to show where that vampire of an army bullet pierced his uncle's windpipe. The red-haired woman with no electricity but the drug's heat, swimming in the pools of her blue bruises, white-skinned as the candle she lives by, who will move this afternoon for $100. The prostitute swollen with pregnancy and sobbing as the landlady sneers miscarriage before a judge poking his broken hearing aid. The girl surrounded by a pleading carousel of children in Spanish bewilderment, sleepless and rat vigilant, who wins reluctant extermination but loses the youngest lead paint retarded. The man alcohol puff. Graph of scars stretching across his belly, locked out, shirt stolen, arrested at the hearing for the rampage of his detox hallucinations. The Guatemalan boy, who listens to the wall for his father's landlord defiant staccato, jolted awake by flashes of the landlord floating over the bed, parade balloon, waving a kitchen knife. For all those sprawled downstairs with the work boots crusted map printed on the back, the creases of the judge's face collapse into a fist. As we shut files and click briefcases to leave, a loud-faced man trumpets from the gallery. Death to legal aid! Well, there's a happy little poem. A joyous poem for the holiday season. I am available for children's parties, by the way.